Diabetics have been unable to access medication as people having to lose weight, in fact kilos of weight, have been buying up the vital drug. There's been lots of talk on social media in recent days with concerns that people can't get their hands on the medication for their diabetes. Ozempic, or Ozempic, has been approved as a weight loss drug for people with type 2 diabetes. But prescriptions are being issued to non-diabetics by online GPs, with a sudden spike in demand leading to the shortage. Dr. Ross Walker, he joins me this afternoon to talk about this on his afternoon off. Thank you, Ross, for your time.
Is it Tuesday? What day is it at the moment?
It's not. It's Friday.
It's How are you, mate? Lovely to call you, mate.
Yeah. Oh, dear. All right, I've got to call you Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker. Ross,
let's not get into that nonsense.
Ross, tell us about this drug before we talk about the shortage of it. Why has this drug been diagnosed and, I suppose, approved for weight loss?
Well, there's a big study in the New England Journal of Medicine of just under 2,000 patients. It showed very clearly, and these people were non-diabetics but were overweight or obese. And it found very clearly, compared to placebo, around over a 60-week period, a 15-kilo weight loss in people who use the drug. It's a weekly injection. It's a pretty painless subcutaneous injection that's obviously effective. And we know that even if you're not diabetic, being obese is not good for your health.
Now, with this weekly injection, do you need to include in this, to lose those sort of 15 kilos of weight, do you need to include a change in your diet? Do you need to include an increase in exercise?
Oh, no, of course, everyone should be doing that. But all it's saying is if you do put a moderate effort into diet and exercise, this drug will make it so much easier for you to lose weight. If people keep eating whatever they feel like eating, they're probably not going to get much of a benefit. But one of the things the drug does is reduce your appetite, and so you just don't feel like eating as much. But it also has a significant effect on just general metabolism to make you metabolize food more efficiently. So it's a highly effective drug. It's very good for diabetes as well. In fact, two major studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine show that the injectable form and the oral form both reduce the risk for cardiovascular disease in diabetics by up to about 26%. So it's a highly effective drug. It's one of the new blockbuster drugs for diabetes. There's been two out. There's been these what we call GLP-1 agonists, which is the semaglutide, and there's about four or five other ones which are pretty effective as well. And there's another group of drugs called SGLT2 inhibitors, which are also highly effective.
Is it only for type 2 diabetics, or do type 1 diabetics use it as well?
No, it's really only for type 2 diabetics. Type 1 diabetics, unless they're obese, don't tend to have this. But again, this is good for people who are obese or diabetic or both. And interestingly, you say, well, why is there a shortage? The shortage is because there's a worldwide shortage. It's not just an Australian shortage. It's because the manufacturers who make the injector haven't been able to make enough to keep up with the worldwide demand. So it's not the actual drug. It's the injector that the drug comes in that's been the problem.
So you can only take this drug to lose weight via injection. You can't take it in tablet form and have the same effect?
You possibly can, but the trials haven't been done on the oral form. But the oral form is exactly the same drug. But as we know, injectable drugs get into the system better than the oral form.
Yes.
So just the studies haven't been done. It probably will do the same thing. It just hasn't been trialled yet.
And so you normally have to get this via way of a prescription from your doctor. But there are people that are doing this now, online GPs, that are giving you the opportunity to just basically answer a few questions, put your weight in, your application goes through to their GP, and the next thing you know, on an email, you've got a prescription for this drug.
I think that the online doctors are actually using a thing called Saxenda, which is very similar to Ozempic, because the Saxenda has not been approved specifically for diabetes, but both Saxenda and Ozempic have been approved for weight loss.
Right. Can I ask you, what are there side effects of both of these drugs?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the problem with any drugs, mate, if you line up 100 people giving the same drug, 90 think you're a genius and 10 will throw it at you, because there's about a 10% side effect rate for almost all drugs. The typical side effects with these GLP-1 agonists are nausea, diarrhea, lack of appetite, or serious lack of appetite. So the drugs are not without their hazard. They're certainly not harmless, and they certainly can cause significant side effects in some people.
So if you're a type 2 diabetic, you may have no other option but to be taking this drug. If you're trying to lose weight, try and find a better way to lose weight than taking this drug.
Oh, yeah, and can I also make a significant point here? There have been trials in people who were able to do the right lifestyle things, such as lose weight by reducing what they eat and by doing more exercise. In terms of prevention of diabetic complications, 4 times more effective than any drugs we can give them. So lifestyle is always more important than giving people any sort of pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Ross Walker, it's always a delight and pleasure to talk to you, because you tell us it in simple terms and we all understand it. Thanks for making yourself available on your Friday afternoon off. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you Tuesday.
Look forward to it, Brent. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. That is Dr. Ross Walker. As I say, he always explains it in layman's terms so we understand what it's all about. That's why there's a shortage of those drugs.